Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Senate Republicans have passed a bill to ban ranked choice voting. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports on the bill passed on Wednesday.
About 50 jurisdictions across the country vote for some elected officials by ranking candidates in order of preference. The bill would prohibit ranked choice voting in Iowa, where it's currently not being used. Republican Senator Ken Rosenboom says Iowa has a very good election system and ranked choice voting would be confusing.
In my view, ranked choice voting makes it harder to vote. It makes the votes harder to count. And it's much harder to ensure a transparent and accountable democratic process.
Democratic Senator Sarah Trone-Garriott opposed the bill. She says ranked choice voting saves money on runoff elections and gives voters more choices.
We see increased voter participation and much higher voter satisfaction because all candidates are considered and all the votes count.
The bill now goes to the House for consideration. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
The Illinois House has approved legislation that would require public schools to let non-public school students play on their sports teams. That's if the student's school does not offer the activity. The bill passed Wednesday says students would have to live in the school districts or a bordering district, and the student's school has to have gone 2 years without offering the sports activity. Currently, schools can have agreements with others, public, private, or other, for students to join their sports teams. Republican Representative Henry Stone says the bill is not aimed at showing favoritism toward non-public schools. He claims some public schools severed their athletic agreements with non-public schools in recent years.
It's being brought about because school districts started severing long-standing athletic agreements with non-public schools once non-public schools entered their accreditation process or after we passed ESAs.
Opponents of the bill say the proposal is unnecessary and a form of government overreach. The Illinois General Assembly took time this week to honor Jay Pierce, former general manager and on-air host at WVIK. Quad Cities area state senator Mike Halpin, who represents the 36th district, including Galesburg and Macomb, offered a resolution paying respect to Pierce on Tuesday.
He was someone who had a dedicated career in TV and radio for 40 years, spending half of that time working in public broadcasting.
Pierce's family and friends were in attendance for the resolution. He passed away last August from cancer at 69 years old. The new CEO of the Des Moines-based World Food Prize says there's a greater sense of urgency and responsibility to support food security and nutrition after sweeping cuts to foreign aid. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has more.
A federal judge Tuesday ruled that Elon Musk and his team likely violated the U.S. Constitution by trying to demolish the U.S. Agency for International Development. But the future of USAID is shaky, and World Food Prize CEO Tom Vilsack says the challenge remains. Over 700 million people in the world today are food insecure.
That's an issue that all of us ought to be concerned about because, again, 85% of the world's conflict areas are areas of food insecurity. So if we want a peaceful, safe world for ourselves and our children and our grandkids, then we really do need to focus on this issue, and we need to step up.
Vilsack made his comments on IPR's River to River. Vilsack served as Iowa's 40th governor and as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture under the Biden and Obama administrations. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The Moline City Council has approved buying three properties to build a new central fire station about a mile west of the fire department's current headquarters. The council approved resolutions on Tuesday to spend $1.2 million for adjacent lots at 16th Avenue and 7th Street. Before the vote, 4th Ward Alderman Matt Timian said Moline has needed a new fire station for several years.
It's been discussed for 20 years with previous councils as well. This has been a known need, and heaven knows I tried to save money by renovating the existing building, but that just wasn't in the cards. It just really wasn't an option.
Moline City staff expect to complete the property purchases in April. Next steps include approving funding and designs for building the new fire station. And Bettendorf police are investigating the deaths of two people found inside a home on Hopewell Avenue Wednesday. Fire department staff discovered their bodies during a welfare check. In a press release, the Scott County Medical Examiner's Office says preliminary findings do not indicate foul play. Their identities are being withheld pending family notification. This is WVIK News.